much attention is focused on day two of the trial in the United States of former Barbados government minister Donville Innes. Tony Bess has been observing day one of the trial in Brooklyn.
The prosecution is laying out a case designed to tie Innes to the payments based on the indictment that they secured in 2018, which said that Innes took money in exchange for his influence, using his influence to give the contracts to the ICBL. What the prosecution is alleging is that Mr. Innes, as Minister of International Business, instead of protecting the trust and the interests of Barbadians, he betrayed that trust. And he betrayed that trust allegedly by taking money from ICBL, Insurance Corporation of Barbados, and two sums of money amounting to 36,000 Barbados dollars. The first witness who was called by the prosecution is Miss Millar, who was the chief financial officer of the ICBL. And she was quite forthright, saying that there was a terrible atmosphere at ICBL, masterminded, allegedly so, by the CEO, Ingrid Innes, who had created a tumultuous climate at the corporation by her decision-making and her attitude. I must point out that Ms. Millar is appearing, or has appeared, as a result of a non-prosecution agreement. Now, a non-prosecution agreement means that she's not going to be prosecuted for anything she did in Barbados or anything she said in the court in New York. But the one stipulation is that she should tell the truth. Now, these non-prosecution agreements are quite commonplace. You would recall that during the Mueller hearings in the United States and the prosecutions that follow, in almost every one of them that had these non-prosecution agreements, that you come forward and you tell the truth, but some people may have perjured themselves by agreeing to the non-prosecution agreement and then go to court and lie. The bottom line on the first day of the trial was that it is the prosecution is building a step-by-step case, or seeking to build a step-by-step case to link Mr. Innes to the payments that were made to him on the basis of quote-unquote a bribe. Now, it is much too early to come to any definitive conclusion, but it kind of started in a dramatic fashion when the prosecution trial attorney said that the case is one of lies, corruption, and greed. And it's going to be interesting to see how he proves this, because a lot of the evidence has to do with emails that floated between ICBL senior employees.
Tony Bass sums up the general mood as quiet, with about 10 Barbadians there, most of them appearing to be relatives or friends of the former government minister.
I would say that Mr. Innes' attorney, Anthony Rico, methodically went after two of the witnesses, but not in an offensive manner, but just to raise questions or doubts in the minds of the jury about what really took place.
That's Tony Best in New York, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.